Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I guess, you know, this is a little bit of a hump day. This is Friday. This is like a confusing day here today.
Yeah,
it's not really Friday because we back on the real Friday.
Who's the Russian mafia member that we have here in this tracksuit?
I don't know.
Nostrovia!
They copy from the Italians.
How long have you been holding that one?
No, Joe said, you got to talk about the tracksuit. I hadn't even looked up, really. I mean, I went, oh, yeah.
Story behind it.
Did you have the pants on, too?
No.
No, oh, okay. You got like those windbraker pants, right? Like
no,
you
know, sweats.
Are they sweats?
Regular sweats.
They look good.
But when I was boxing, I boxed for this club in New York. I had to wear red trunks. But when I boxed just as an independent amateur, I wore Kelly green trunks, white stripe, and then wore one of these jackets to the fights with the whole suit. The whole suit.
Yeah.
I saw this at the outlets in Rehoboth.
You had to get it, didn't you?
It was $17.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm buying this.
It was only $17.
Brought back memories, so I love this thing.
Yeah, it looks nice, man. Yeah.
Don't be late with the next payment.
Yeah, I know. The damn KGB is going to be calling.
Jeremy said it looks nice, Ed.
You do the knock, knock.
He might want to stop wearing it.
Who's there? The KGB.
Oh, my damn monitor.
The KGB waits for no one. Slap him.
We will ask the questions.
So Ed, you finally saw the movie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was the last night. It was going to play anywhere locally because it's almost no. I'd either go to Columbia or
the Springsteen movie.
Yeah, Deliver Me From Nowhere. And
why is it called that? Is there a song?
Well, there's a line. Well, that's the line from a song in Nebraska. Okay. I think it's in State Trooper.
Deliver the Mario.
Deliver Me From Nowhere. I think it's a line in State Trooper from Nebraska. But first of all, there's a new movie.
The album, folks, for those of you who don't know Springsteen.
Yeah, you don't know Springsteen.
Yeah.
And it was called Phoenix Theaters, Phoenix 14 in Columbia. 14 theaters. Yeah. And it was $5 Tuesday. I didn't know. $5 to get in. So if you want to see a movie on a Tuesday, go there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a, if you look around some of the movie theaters, they do like matinee Tuesdays where
this
it goes
was,
longer.
This was 4 in the afternoon, whatever. Anyway, I really liked the movie. I don't know, you'd have to be a fan, I think, because it was a little slow, but it was because it was mostly about his struggles with mental health. I didn't realize he was suffering from depression lifelong. And a lot of it had to do with the Nebraska album, which was a confession. And I love that album. And sadly, it made me a little bummed because he wrote it when he was at the bottom of his life. And it's such a dark album. Of course I like it.
Yes.
But it was basically about the making of that album and his career. It was really good. And what's his name? Jeremy Allen White he's amazing, that guy. Great job. But I enjoyed it very much. But it was finally saw it. That's what I talked about for 3 weeks I was going.
Yeah.
I've
seen four movies before you saw that one. You've been talking about it for 3 weeks.
It's not even. Did you see that movie?
No, not yet. Because I wanted. Somebody else said it probably is a really good movie to see in the theater. That it's a little dry.
Yeah.
But they're happy they saw it. They liked the movie.
I liked it.
It's like some people call it a slow burn, where you're sitting there and you're like, okay, this is. And I know if it's anything depressing, Ed's gonna love it because I like dark movies. If I went to the movies and saw the first 6-minute movie where a henchman killed the superhero, I'd be in heaven. I'm like, this is the greatest movie ever. Nobody expected that. Hey, we just paid $15 for 6 minutes. Shut up. It was great.
I think you should see it, though, because it deals with the people taking care of their mental health struggles.
Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
I see everything.
That's true. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of interesting movies out. I was telling my wife, she didn't realize that the new Wicked's out.
She didn't know? Well, that's playing everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it just came out Friday. So, like, she was out of it this weekend, too. She had some MS issues, and her vision was making her sick. Like, my wife never calls out of work. She called out Thursday and Friday because she just couldn't move.
So, like, everyone around me, I never realized it until recently. Every female around me is either a Wicked fan and a Taylor Swift fan. Everybody. My daughter, well, not Brianna. Brianna's too much like me. She ain't getting down with that. But Stephanie.
I think some of it's the era you grow up in, too. Like, again, but the Wicked stuff, if you're a theater person or whatever, yeah, it's fine. If you like musicals and stuff, it's beautiful. It ain't for me.
Musicals. When I lived in New York, I'd see 3, 4, 5 Broadway plays a year. I saw Wicked. That was like one of my least favorite plays.
Really?
I never really enjoyed them.
I went to the movies.
I like musicals.
I went to the movies to see the first one with my wife, and I'm sitting there going, I'm looking over, it's like, how long is this damn thing?
Yeah, that was the play. The movie may be good. I don't know. People love the play. It just wasn't for me.
I'm not a musical guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's why? Odd because I love West Side Story.
I like Phantom of the Opera.
But I'm not a musical guy.
That's one of my favorite musicals, Phantom.
Yeah. I was a theater major, and I hate musicals. That's right. I hate musicals.
What were you going to do with theater?
I don't know.
What was your plan?
I mean, I did some stand-up. It was more about, so I was a theater and math major. I liked being on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Back then I had a pretty good memory. Wasn't difficult to remember lines and things like that. And look, I think I'm a little charismatic at times, but, so it was something I really enjoyed doing in my senior year. We went off and performed a play that we did in front of other people. And then I did, some improv, and one of the teachers from another school was like, hey, did you ever think about doing this? And I'm like, huh? I had fun this year, but okay. So I minored in it in college for the first semester, of course, because that's all I went. And then I majored in math.
See, I did the opposite. I did sports management. Liberty had just started that program, and I did it because I wanted to avoid math.
Because
it was at that time, 1989, 90, there was no future in sports management. It was a new thing. There's nothing. You know, Liberty just came up with that major. And then I ended up sticking with it because that's when they started adding sports law and all those things in it. Yeah.
To be an agent or something?
That, in finance also, because you learn the finances of sports, understand the cap.
That could be like working in front offices.
Sports management is really, you could be an agent, but it's really, like Jeremy said, I think it's valuable for front office people.
Can't you go in different directions, like athletic directors and things like that?
Also,
I guess out of that.
Also, you learn, like, I could set up the arena for a sporting event because you learn that as well. I could get the logistics of it and all those things.
Yeah, I mean, so I was looking back at some of the classes Rob took, running up the score, and sports management, how to make your coworkers do all the work. Hey, did you take these on the same day? The curriculum's great for you.
It's funny.
I got A in both of them.
I saw somebody contact you about running the score.
Well, the good part is at least you're using your degree.
Yeah.
Most people don't. So it's like,
I'm not. What about you?
I do. I put it under my arms each morning.
Well, you learn the running up the score part, so it's part of life. But like the Mets president, David Scher, he's like a Harvard business guy. He works in front office running a baseball team. But background was business.
That makes sense.
And finance.
Was it Dee Podesta? I'm trying to remember who.
Stearns, not Cher. Stearns.
There's a couple of guys that went from football to baseball or back and forth. I thought Dee Podesta was one of those guys. I could be wrong. Like, he was with the Browns, and then that blew up, and he went back to, I think, baseball. Is it the Rockies? He's with the Rockies now. So, yeah, I mean, but you see some of these guys, and it just kind of shows you, like, it's not necessarily about the sports. It's about, some of that's about the math and understanding how to evaluate players and things like that. So the analytics played into it. It didn't quite work out for Dee Podesta in football, but I think we might see some other guys do both.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, do you think Thursday night's game against a bad Bengals D is what Lamar needs to get back on track? We're talking Ravens up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Jeremy, you always talk about how bad the Bengals defense is.
Horrendous.
And I always go based on what I've seen and your word. I never really looked at it until Joe sent this out last night.
It's historically bad.
The Washington Commanders are bad. They give up 387 yards of offense per game. 387. You would think that's the worst in the league.
Should be.
Bengals, 416 yards a game is what they give up.
Guys, that's an average.
Average.
Like the, we didn't say, what's the most yards you gave up this season? 416? You give up 416 every game.
And they give up an average of 260 yards passing.
Yeah, their passing defense is horrific.
260. Well, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Ed, they played the Browns. They played the Vikings. They played the Jets. And they've played the Steelers twice. There's no quarterback that I just named. Aaron Rodgers included. Of Green Bay is not walking back through that door. How are you giving up 260 a game when you've played the Browns, you played the Vikings, you played the Jets?
The only team in the league that has given up over 400 yards a game and 33 points a game. They're just like horrible. They really are. They stink on ice, man. They're just horrible.
They are the only team, he said, in the league giving up over 30 points a game. They give up 33.
Yep.
You remember when I went over there, like, so they gave, by the way, what did they give up the first week against the Browns? And they're giving up 33 points a game.
Against the Browns, they only gave up 16 the first week.
Because remember, that was the win game. It was like 30-some mile-an-hour wins. Yeah. And I was even impressed that the Browns were moving. That was Flacco, right? To start the season for the Browns?
Yeah.
He was moving the ball up and down the field. Like, he had twice as many yards as Cincinnati in that game, and they ended up losing. And then you go back and look at it and say, yes, we're taking that game, which was statistically your best defensive game, and we're still adding that in, and you still give up 33 points a game in 416, 18? Maybe it just went up. Yards per game. It is. You talked about the pass defense being bad. The pass defense looks amazing compared to that run defense. Like, it is just getting gashed. 8 yards.
156 yards a game.
Oh, brutal. And now look at the running backs you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cleveland didn't have any running backs, and then Judkins is playing now. But again, he's getting touchdowns, but he doesn't have a great yards per carry.
Let's go back over this. Who does Cleveland have?
That's what I said, Judkins, and back then...
Haven't the Jaguars been struggling at the running back position?
I mean, you got ATN, you got Bouton, but yeah, it's not great there.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
The Broncos. The Lions will gash you. The Lions will gash you.
The Broncos could too back then with Dobbins and Harvey. But
and
okay.
so can the Packers. And the Steelers, the Jets, they have a tremendous running back, but they think about trading them because they can't do anything for them.
Go back and look at what they did in that game. I mean, they gave them the ball because it's the Bengals, but like the Jets should have beat them. It's just, this team is terrible. But again, I don't, like if I'm looking at Thursday night, I do think the Ravens win. It's a short week. Weird things happen, but we're going to have three Thursday games to watch and you'll get to see it. They're all good games. And this is the capper's great for us here. I don't like that it's a night game, but like all that day waiting to get to this Ravens game. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, are we going to watch you guys put up a ton of points and be able to go to bed early? Or are you going to make us wait?
So. Let's go to Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well, all man. Right. How are you?
I was just saying with the Bengals at August, I don't see much sense in playing Burrow if he's healthy. They season over.
It's not over yet.
No, if they run the table, which is slim, a possibility, then that puts them at 9 wins.
Yeah, the important thing is winning this game here against the Ravens because right. that changes how things look for them. The same way we talked about the Ravens kind of running the table early mm-hmm. in the season, the Bengals would have to do something similar, and they would have to win the division.
Yeah, I mean – very conceivable that 9 wins this division. 9-8 could win this division.
Sad but true.
So yeah. the Bengals run the table, they'll be 9-8. Mm-hmm. And they would have beaten the Ravens twice. They beat the Steelers already, right?
Yeah. So here, I'm reading this here. A very frank and genuine response from Joe Burrow. If he understood the concern of some fans that have that he shouldn't risk an injury in a likely lost season at 3-8. Quote, I'm a football player. I get paid a lot of money to go play a game with my friends. We work really hard. It's intense, and there are jobs on the line. I love that.
I'm a football player. I get paid a lot of money to do this.
I'm an NBA player. I play half the time, whenever I feel like it. If I have something that might be aching later, I take time off. I don't play back-to-backs. You pay me all that money for me to play half the games.
I anticipate to be sore for the second of the back-to-back, so I sit down.
Actually, they have two divisional. The Browns and the Steelers, as you said. So they have two divisional wins.
Yeah. So if they run the table... Yeah. They're the chance, bro.
It's an advantage.
Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, we got to pump the brakes on the Bengals in their defense because the Jets with Tyrod Taylor threw for 222 on us. And we could have lost had that fumble not happened and homeboy not went for the 4th and 6.
Yeah, well Johnny, how does what the Ravens did against the Jets – factually change who the Bengals are. We're just giving you who they are. That has nothing to do.
Jets are much better defensive team.
That has nothing to do with what the Jets did against the Ravens on Sunday.
No. I'm saying you had brought up the Jets throwing for over 200 yards on the Bengals. They just did that on Sunday. So the Ravens' defense probably not that much better.
Oh no! This is so. Let me just say this defense of Cincinnati, and maybe. Maybe it doesn't show out on Thursday night, and we're talking Friday morning, like what happened to the Ravens' offense. I don't believe that's even an option or something that could happen. This defense is historically bad. It's not just the worst defense in the league. It's one of the worst defenses in the history of the league.
Of the league, yes.
That's different.
And they ran for almost 200. They ran 181 yards against the...
against the Bengals?
Excuse me, 254 against the Bengals. 254. Pass for 240. Yeah.
The Jets give up. Ravens give up 347.5 yards of offense.
And that's with those first 4 or 5 games where they were horrendous.
230 passing, 30 fewer yards. And Joe, you pointed this out. Most of the yards for the Jets came on 2 plays, 2 big plays. Mm-hmm.
40 yard screen pass, and I think like a 30 yard catch and run also.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, Breece Hall had a 35-yard screen pass.
And I'm making no excuses for the Ravens' defense, but the Ravens didn't, quote-unquote, almost lose that game because of defense. 410-583-1057. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, my man.
And my score prediction is 27-17. Go Ravens, and you guys have a wonderful day and Thanksgiving.
You too, man. I'm going to go back to the defenses also, the bottom line of it. The Bengals give up 33 points a game. The Ravens give up 24. That's a difference of 9 points a game. That's a huge differential.
Two scores.
It's almost, yes. Yeah.
It's that's a huge differential. To say that they're... Nah, yeah.
I know, but I understand what Johnny's saying. Like, you can't overlook anyone. That's basically what he's saying.
But no. What happened Sunday has nothing to do with the historical facts that we're giving you about the Bengals. How does that? It doesn't tie in.
But I think what he's saying is, even though you're saying their defense is so bad, we still have to do everything that we should do. We got to get stops on defense.
No, he's saying that our defense is almost just as bad. That's what he said.
Well, then that's factually incorrect.
that's what he, I'm not speculating. That's what came out of his mouth.
It was that bad in the beginning of the year. Yeah. It's not now.
They're doing the same thing they did last year.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Baltimore.
Was terrible.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Ed. And hey, Rob. Hey. Alexander Mundy, it takes a thief. Yeah. Now, I think what
he came up with, he came up with the slogan yesterday, Huxtable.
Oh, hey, look, I think, you know, the Bengals defense is right about alley, but what Lamar really needs is a decent offensive line and some health. That's what really will do Lamar good.
But I ain't coming anytime soon.
Mike said, look, I gave Mike credit for it on Facebook. He said, no, man, I want open the day tickets.
Mike, don't be lying. You know Rob well enough. You already got him, man.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. Have a good day. 410-583-1057 is the number. I planned yesterday when I did it to give him credit for it, but I felt like, you know what? To dig in his side a little bit, I'm not, because I know he'll reach out to me. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. But on the other side, do you think Keaton Mitchell is the better back for the Ravens when it comes to big plays? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I don't know if they got that on camera or not, but did you see me looking for my headphones that were wrapped around my head?
Yeah,
I went like this. Where are they? And I went, oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell for the Baltimore Ravens this year has 23 attempts for 134 yards. He's averaging almost 6 yards a carry. Is he the best option, Ed, for the big play back for the Baltimore Ravens?
No. Derrick Henry's still the best option for
Derrick Henry's 31 years old.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about today, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still Derrick Henry. Because he can still, not only can he, you know, push people to the turf with his, you know, stiff arms, he ran 21 miles an hour, I mean, at 31 years old. So people think he's, you know, he's done. He's not. I mean, look, I'm a big Keaton Mitchell fan. I love his speed, which is something you really need to keep people in check. But I think he's, you know, and I think he should be used way more than he was in the beginning of the season.
You mean the 0 times in the first 5 games when they didn't need him on the roster?
That wasn't enough. Oh. No, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate. I think Derrick Henry is your best big play running back. Now, if you want to say your best long distance running back and you want to say it's Keaton Mitchell, but big plays aren't always defined as long runs, Jeremy.
But isn't that, but that's how I perceive it. Like picking up a fourth and short.
Derek still got the longest run from scrimmage of the year on this team.
But so here's my point is Keaton is doing that and getting 5 touches. Like he had a 35-yard run that gets called back. Derrick Henry's going to get his 18 to 20 most games. Yeah. I don't think, like, there's no wrong answer here. But in my opinion, if you're talking about big play, the guy that can turn one, like I was surprised seeing Derrick Henry catch a pass out of the backfield the other week. Like, oh, look at this. Listen, what I found.
What's more impressive, 5.8 yards a carry on 23 carries or 4.7 on 187 carries?
The 5.8.
No.
It's not?
No.
Let me check and see which one's more. The 5.8 is more.
Impressive, not more yards.
Well, what is impressive? If he'd have got those carries, you don't think he's...
187 carries? I don't think he's averaging 6 yards to carry, no.
No, I'm saying you don't think he's averaging right around the number of what Derrick Henry is or above that?
He might be, yeah.
All right, we just see things differently. Nice tracksuit.
I think the big I think the best big play guy is still Derrick Henry as well. Not just because of long distance runs.
By the way, the best big play guy on the team is Zay Flowers.
Yeah, but he doesn't play running back.
I know. I'm just saying. Well, you talked about big. You're saying a big play. It's fourth down, and the guy picks it up.
You said downs. I said I think Derrick Henry is capable of doing much more to create big plays.
We just see things differently.
If Derrick Henry's coming downfield and he picks up 7 yards, and you're there by yourself, he ain't gonna make you miss. He's running over you. I think he has more ability to create big plays.
He's been running over a lot of people this year.
I didn't say anything about fourth down. You brought that in. You changed the
word. Well, you said what a big play is. If I said big play, you're going to think yardage. You're going to think who makes a big play downfield yardage-wise, right?
I said there's more to it than just yardage.
And I'm asking what's the more?
Big play to me is when you're able to create something from nothing. That's a big play to me.
Who does that more than Keaton Mitchell?
Derrick Henry.
Nah, I disagree. I disagree. I mean, if you're looking at the percentage of touches compared to big plays, he's gonna outwork him on a season if you're giving him, even if he's getting his five carries.
Who?
Keaton Mitchell. We didn't need him the first 5 weeks. Maybe those numbers look a little bit better, Ed. What, how many carries did you say he has? 25? 20? Well,
we couldn't use him because he can't return kickoffs. Oh, my fault.
He can.
He returned kickoffs.
He wasn't playing winning football the first five
weeks.
That's
what it was?
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Let's go to Essex and get Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Same to you.
I see you guys arguing about the defense with Cincinnati Bengals is giving up a lot of yards and all that stuff. If this is a defining thing. This is going to show how hurt Lamar is. If he doesn't explode against this defense and show that he's putting up numbers and yardage and all that, and our running backs are running, that's going to show how much he's hurt. Because the Bengals can't stop nobody. So this is show how much Lamar is hurt or not. Yeah. And this is our defining three games. We put the Bengals out of every middle of the week. We win the next two games, and we beat Pittsburgh. It's our division. These next three games are important. So Lamar has to step up, and we'll see how hurt he is this week.
Well, you do have to win these games, but it's not college.
Yeah.
You don't win the games because you win the division because you won more divisional games. You win the division because you won more games. Yeah. Now, if it comes down to the tiebreaker,
that's divisional games.
But it's not college.
I thought Manny was going to trump all of us and tell us that Pat Ricard is the biggest big play guy on the team.
He wanted to.
That's what I thought he was going to say. Manny, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Stan and Dundalk. What's up, Stan?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, going back to the last segment and what everyone's been saying, a bad, historically bad Bengals defense is what Lamar needs. But when you add up the combination of an ailing quarterback, an inept offensive line, and at times Todd Monken, sometimes maybe just a historically bad defense needs that combination as well. Either way, I'm taking Ravens team total under 30.5.
All right, thanks a lot, Stan. Dante, Baltimore.
I don't like that at all.
What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas.
Good
morning. My question real quick is, I kind of agree with what Jeremy Kahn said. I know Henry is he's the strength, he's the biggest bet. But Keaton Mitchell been performing, I mean, he's been getting like 5-8 yards a clip like the commissioner. I just was wondering like if they could put him in there a little more, use him to be a little more versatile, because it seemed like every time Henry get the ball, he had a good game last week, well, against the Jets, but it was the Jets, of course. They came to play too, though.
Let me ask you this, Dante. Third and six, the Ravens decide they're going to run the ball on third and six. Who you want to give the ball to? Keaton Mitchell or Derrick Henry?
No question, Mitchell. It's no question.
I'm asking Dante.
I just answered it for him. It's Mitchell.
Dante, who you want to get the ball?
Jeremy, I got it. I want Mitchell to get the ball.
Okay. On third and six.
I want Keaton Mitchell to have it.
If it's third and six, Henry's not even on the field.
I said if they're going to give somebody a running play. Third and six.
Come on.
Third and six.
Come on.
And you're telling me they're going to run the football, I want Derrick Henry.
Okay. I'll take the guy averaging almost 6 yards a carry. Oh, what's that? We picked it up? Great. We don't even need to go for it on fourth. Good thing we used Keaton. Man, I'm trying to get under Rob's skin before Thanksgiving.
You can't. Tomorrow's my favorite holiday. You can't do anything. Hey, Jeremy, haven't we already seen that if I don't want you to get under my skin, you can't get under my skin? I think that's been proven, has it not?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think this has been proven. No one could shut you out like I could shut you out.
I'm not even touching that.
World of Stupid with Jeremy Card at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. And from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he's our guy, Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
I'm good. Fired up. I don't know if you know this. We had never done a show until this year, but we have what's called the Turkey Bake Off here at the Sterling household. So my two daughters, who are 28 and 26, since they were 7 and 5, used to be assisted by my wife when they were younger, but they bake cakes and I have to judge it.
Oh, you lucky.
So my oldest always makes a banana. Oh yeah. So my two favorites, and they're a banana cream pie from the oldest, Sydney, and the youngest makes a, you ready for this, a huckleberry pie.
Huckleberry.
You guys ever had huckleberry pie?
No.
Yeah. Huckleberries, Northwest. They're like Idaho, Wyoming, so, Oregon area.
Lee, one of our listeners.
And blueberry, it's even better.
Yeah, one of our listeners goes out and has huckleberry ice cream all the time. Tour guide, Mary, you know, she.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she said every time she goes out to the Northwest, she has huckleberry ice cream. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you want something great, have a huckleberry shake if you're out in the Northwest. So I judge them, and you can watch it on Twitter/X and also TikTok by 7 o'clock. It'll be up Thanksgiving night, but there's a new twist. My oldest got married over the summer, so her husband, former UM player, and also now the youngest boyfriend have teamed together, and they are – I got a text last week. They're entering a mystery pie. Oh. So it's going to be a three-way competition. I did have to be honest with the boys. I said, listen, two things, only one pie. I love pie. I'll eat any kind of pie except for lemon meringue pie, just not my thing. So if you enter that, you're probably not going to win. And if it's a tie, it's got to go to my daughters.
Well, Lee, due respect, man, I don't want to sit and watch you eat. Send me some pie. I don't want to sit and watch Twitter to watch you eat. Speaking of great football.
You got to come down. You got to come down.
Yeah.
When Thanksgiving.
Speaking of great football weekend, starting off with Ohio State, can Michigan continue to their ownership of the Buckeyes?
You know, they play a style of play that I think can give Ohio State a lot of trouble. I mean, we've seen that in the past. There's absolutely no denying that. But even though Ohio State last year was allowing 2.6 yards per carry going into the game, and then all of a sudden Michigan ran for 172 yards and over 4 yards a carry, this year's team that gives up just 2.6 yards per carry on defense, I think is better. Justice Haynes will not play in the game. He's out. Best running back from Michigan. I don't think it's close. The second and third guy look like will go, but they're nicked up here. I think it's going to be just tight for a while here. But Michigan, whenever they face someone good, a good defense like Oklahoma, they lost 24-13, and they were +2 in turnover ratio. They got to guard the three best trio of wide receivers in college football, and that's not even close here. Michigan's pass D, only number 44 in the country here. I think Ohio State pulls away late, finally wins for the first time in five tries, 31-16.
All right. The Friday matchup is interesting because the Eagles surprised me in a bad way. I don't know if they they're doing very well. They still don't look like their old selves. And the Bears lead their division, which surprised me. Eagles, 7-point favorites at home.
Okay, so here's something that is really interesting on this game. And the way the Eagles, the strength of the Eagles right now, outside of the tush-push, is their two defensive tackles. And they come after you. They stop the run, and they push the pocket. But how has Chicago gone from a perennial loser to an 8-3 record? I think the biggest difference is their interior line. According to Pro Football Focus, the center and the two guards, Drew Dolman, number three center. The two guards, and there's like 80 of them, Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, number 10 and number 12. So huge upgrade this year. Obviously, they have a real coach and a play caller in Ben Johnson. Their two cornerbacks also are not going to be intimidated, Nashawn Wright and Tariq Stevenson. They get a few penalties, holding and interference, but they intercept balls and they intimidate people. And I think that Chicago, by playing Philly after that Dallas game, I think Philly mentally is done. So I like Chicago. How about this straight up?
Wow.
They upset the Eagles here 20-17.
I hope you're right.
Let me go to one of the more odd games we have this week, and at least I think fans are going to think that. The Bills, 10 days to get ready, coming off a tough loss, face Pittsburgh. They're 3.5-point favorites. What do you see happening?
Yeah, and we don't know exactly who's going to play quarterback, but I don't think it matters. I thought that Rudolph didn't play poorly. Two things hurt them, that interception and that fumble. Other than that, he was moving the team up and down the field. They were controlling the ball and the clock. And I think the Bills, I mean, they were mentally and physically beaten up. Give up 8 sacks? We're talking about Josh Allen. We're not talking about, you know, some statue that's back there. This is a guy that's big, strong, and fast. And that offensive line, I think, is done. The receivers, no separation. They lost another couple guys on defense here. How about it? Yep. Another upset. Steelers, 26-20.
Wow. Okay. We hope no upset in Charm City on Thanksgiving night. Ravens host the Bengals.
Yeah. The Ravens clearly brought about as much energy last week and effort as the Jets deserve, which is to say not a lot here. I think the thing we're watching here is Lamar Jackson's not 100%. Yep. So they want to make sure that he's standing up and healthy throughout the season. He's just not willing to run like he did in the past and to go for broke until, you know, late in the season or we get in the playoffs, and that's understood here. Joe Burrow is obviously going to help. Let's be honest here. And their defense is at least giving some type of effort. But I think Baltimore wins the game here. I just don't want to lay 7 points. I think Baltimore wins this game something like 31-26.
Hey, Lee, what about the game of the week? Michigan State takes on Maryland, who's been reeling since their 4 wins to start the season.
Yep. Well, if anyone has to watch this game due to family commitments, I'm going to give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. Give them Michigan State and Maryland. See if Maryland can finally get off the schneid here. And Michigan State seems to be playing better with a backup quarterback. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think I've got the right side. Just call 800-400-9741. You can get this game on me. And anyone wants to get involved, Turkey Shootout, 15 games, world-famous Turkey Shootout, 15 games from Thursday all the way through Sunday, $97. And props in the NFL and college football is on fire. Player props, $297 through the Super Bowl. Everything's up and available, just one place, ParamountSports.com. I want to wish all three of you a happy, healthy, and a safe Thanksgiving.
You too, my friend. Man. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Thanks, Lee.
Okay, guys. See you, guys.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bengals have a couple of key losses in their lineup on each side of the ball that could be the key to the results of this game. We'll talk about that at 7:15. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, we're going to talk about the Women's World Weightlifting Championship and someone that was stripped of their title. Tell you how they found out that she's actually a man. Anyway, we'll get into this because this is obviously a loaded topic.
Sure, or loose shorts.
No, it's an interesting way they found out. We're also going to talk about a woman that washes her meat before she cooks it. And I want to tell you how she washes it to see how ridiculous this is. And there's also a new beer that's out, and it's made from something interesting that we're actually going to talk about in this World of Stupid Thing twice. I'll tell you about that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.